With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The editor-in-chief of All Israel News has sent an open letter to Israeli leaders. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
In his letter, Joel Rosenberg urges Israeli leaders to evacuate Palestinian Christians out of Gaza and into the West Bank immediately. He notes this group of Christians is facing genocide by Hamas if they're forced to move from northern Gaza to southern Gaza. Rosenberg points out Palestinian Christians are trapped in northern Gaza amidst all of the bombings and gunfire and have nowhere in Gaza to go that is safe. He adds the situation for Palestinian and Christians is very different than that of Palestinian Muslims. Jeremy House reporting.
Honda has announced a recall for some of its SUVs, minivans, pickup trucks, and cars because of a stalling issue, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. safety regulators announced the recall over connecting rod bearings in the engine, wearing out too quickly, and seizing, which can damage the engine. The problem can cause the vehicles to stall, increasing the risk of a crash or fire. The recall affects certain 2017 through 2019 Honda Pilot SUVs, Odyssey minivans, and Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected are certain Acura TLX cars and MDX SUVs, model years 2015 to 2020. Dealers will repair or replace the engines if needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say several people have been shot at the New Hampshire State Psychiatric Hospital. State police say there were multiple victims in an alert released via social media late Friday afternoon. Further details weren't immediately available. On Wall Street, the Dow up a point, the Nasdaq rose 11. This is SRN News. Nigeria tops the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists, again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is the lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, et cetera. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half of the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. More at persecution.org. This is SRN News. There's good news for panda lovers in America.
They've received a much-needed injection of hope as Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is ready to continue lending the black-and-white icons to American zoos. But it isn't certain when or where the new pandas might be coming, though Xi gave a giant hint that California zoo-goers, especially those in San Diego, might have reason to celebrate. Currently, the only pandas in America are at the Atlanta Zoo, after Washington's National Zoo sent its three pandas to China last week as its loan agreement expired. John Scott reporting.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia, the Carter Center announced. A statement Friday said the 96-year-old is at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who is now 99. The couple have been married for 77 years. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.